I thought that was a long explanation. Y'all want to talk about heroes today. You see, I was in Los Angeles earlier this week, and a crazy set of circumstances. I don't have time to tell the story, but I ended up on the red carpet for the movie that just opened for the Avengers. And then through a crazy set of circumstances, I find myself in a room where I knew I shouldn't have been, and I find my way to the place where I shouldn't be at the time. And it's me and all of the Avengers. Iron Man, Captain America, Black Panther, Spider-Man. And I started looking around that room, and I knew what my speech was going to be today. I'm going to be something different. I've been out seeing you guys for months and months. And you should know where I stand right now, not what we've done on my website. I'm here because of you. I'm here to talk about the real heroes in our world. You see, I've been running around this district for months. And everywhere I go, I shake somebody's hand, I see a hero. It's a retired lady who has spent all of her life working in a nursing home, who just wants to know that the promise we made to her for her Social Security and Medicare is going to be met. And she's a hero. It's the teacher who I saw in Shenandoah. I shake her hand, I feel her love, her passion, the hope that she has for our kids, our real heroes. It's the veteran in Des Moines when I went to the VA hospital, Veterans Day. Shake his hand, her hand, and know the dedication they gave to our country. And they just want to know that we're going to look after them. It's the Latina and the Latino in Perry, Iowa, who is out here working hard to provide a better world for their sons and their daughters, and knowing that we don't always accept them, and we want to be there for them. Those are our heroes. It's the labor. Lots of labor halls shaking, lots of people. I feel their compassion, I feel their dedication to make sure their labor union stands strong. I heard from all the gubernatorial candidates how they're being raped and pillaged right now. We need to stand with them because they are our heroes. And I look across this room tonight, I've seen nurses, I've seen doctors. They're very concerned about our health care. We need to make sure that's affordable and accessible. For every child, for every woman, for every man in this world. Those are our heroes. I think about my parents who put me in this place today. I think about all the heroes that we have who have touched our lives. And as I look in this room here today, you are our heroes. We are going to make this world a better place. We are going to build a better America here, and it starts right here in this room. Heroes are going to make that happen. It starts right here. You see, I'm here today because all of you, all of my heroes, deserve to know that your kids and your grandkids are future heroes and are growing in the best possible world. I want to help build that world. And that's a world that's built on a progressive, inclusive populism with the very promise, the very idea is made available to every woman, to every child, to every man, to every group that's out there. And that's a far cry from what we're seeing, both at the state level and the federal level. I want to do something that's extraordinary. I'm not going to be your hero. You're going to be our hero. I want to stand beside you. I want to make sure that we, as a group, bring a heroic effort of hope instead of fear in this country. A heroic effort of truth instead of deception. A heroic effort of love instead of hate in this country. And then peace instead of war and violence. And if we do those things, we become the heroes of this generation. We get us ready for the future, and that future is very bright. And that is bright for our kids and our grandkids and the generations to come. Let's go all make sure we stand next to each other, to our heroes. They're all right here in this room. Let's go do something heroic. Let's go take back this state. Take back this district. Let's go take back this country, and let's move America forward together. Thank you very much.